civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hamas has given its initial approval of a U.S.-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel commit to a complete end of the war. That's what a Hamas official and an Egyptian official said today. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's classified documents case today issued a decision denying a motion to dismiss the charges against the former president's co-defendant and longtime aide, Walt Nauta. Tropical storm Beryl heading towards the Texas coast, less than 400 miles from Corpus Christi, wind 60 miles an hour, experiencing waist-high storm surge in the past at his restaurant on Galveston Bay, Robert Jacobus.
So we wash it out. We can be open 4 hours after a storm surge, so we're ready for it. We've been through plenty of them.
A mandatory evacuation has been ordered in Refugio County, Texas. The fifth House Democrat to call on President Biden to leave the race, Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota. This is ABC News. A mass shooting overnight at a birthday party in Florence, Kentucky, just outside Cincinnati. Four people dead, including the mother of the young man celebrating his 21st birthday. Florence Police Chief Jeff Mallory on the police pursuit.
It's believed that the suspect shooter had shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
Three other people injured are expected to recover. Keeping safe all summer includes reasonable caution against tick bites when out hiking. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
Knowing where ticks live in tall grass and on animals, and if you find a tick, making sure that you remove it quickly, most often with using something like a tweezer, and cleaning that area with rubbing alcohol. And just to reassure, only about 3% of tick bites result in something like a tick-borne illness.
Dr. Darian Sutton, if you're traveling abroad for the summer, the CDC Travel Health Notice website can help. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We did it. We made it to the weekend. And what a beautiful weekend it is across Wisconsin. Let's unplug from those politics and celebrate the local stuff right here in Madison and surrounding areas. We're going to start with Sarah, a double dip live in the lair from last week. Kicks us off on Max Inc. Radio.
Cannot seem to get a thing done or even keep. I may not communicate much, but you in the distance don't cease to hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept what you ain't coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? but you ain't coming from. I'm an addict fella. Pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? I'd rather restart the clock than end it all. How can I find a way if I continue to blame? Who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say. Where you coming from? I'm an addict for love. I'm an addict for love. Que me no lo espero, perdida vagando noche de invierno. Me encuentro con tus ojos en el espejo, pero flaco, no me miras igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume. Asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, erizas, entrecortadas, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Sigo esperando que pase algo. Cierro los ojos y veo un alto que me recuerda en aquella falla. Pero flaco, ya todo me da igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume. Asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamadas, risa entrecortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va, que no, que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. And I know, you don't love me anymore. And I want, I cut you down. Just like you asked for. And I won't do it then. You call me your friend. You love to pretend. I want us to the dark. Leave the kiss, take your stuff. Pull them out in the taxi. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar.
This is Mag Sync Radio. Good evening, everyone. I have to tell you, Jimmy, it is an honor doing Max Inc. Radio with you. It has been so many years, and as many of you probably know, whenever Jimmy's here, I'm not. It's sort of like Batman. You never really know, you know, where Jimmy is when I'm not here.
Normally, I'm camping when you're in the studio here, Rob.
Yeah, well, we tell some stories, Jimmy, you are.
It's good to be on the air with you tonight, Rob. That was a double dip of Sarah. Sarah was in the lair, live in the lair last week here on Max Inc. Radio. Just an awesome performance. That was her song, Taxi and Addicted to You. Don't forget, you can catch the podcast for that live in the lair right now at maxincradio.com. Hey, folks, happy Saturday to you. I'm Jimmy K here with Rob Roberts. Robert's producing tonight. I'm on the other side of the glass, which is very awkward.
It's strange, but
I like it.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. I give you a little break like they do in the driving schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can stop the show at any moment.
Rocker, he's not here tonight. He's playing a Summerfest with Ironplow tonight.
Oh my God, that's tonight?
He's playing Summerfest tonight.
That's got to be a ton of fun.
Terry Barr is off tonight. Hopefully, Rocker and Terry will be back in the studio with me next week. Rob, we got a fun show, I think, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a new favorite restaurant bar here in Madison.
Yeah.
Sandwich Spot. I've gone there a couple of Saturdays now in a row to grab hot lunch before coming to radio. The place is called Hot Lunch. We're going to talk with Michael, the owner of Hot Lunch, here in just a couple of minutes.
Now, he walked through with this magic bag and the smells.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, I cannot wait for him to reveal what he has.
I'm going to gush about the hot beef sandwich and some spicy chicken sandwich I had a couple of weeks ago.
Meatball subs, people.
Shane Christopher Neal from the Indy 45 radio show. He's going to join us at 7:45. Tell us what's going on tonight on that show. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Terry Barr will check with Barr Notes. And you arranged Kirstie Krause to call in and visit us tonight.
Yes, she's coming up here all the way back to Wisconsin. She's in Chattanooga right now. She's about to go on stage at 8 o'clock. She's going to call us at 7:30 and then talk to us about all the things she has lined up coming up.
She has a show.
Yep.
And she's going to call us before. Two shows.
Yep.
So she's calling us between the shows.
Yes. Dedicated.
Feastette, Helen, the lead singer for Feastette, they're going to join us tonight at 8:30 tonight. I believe that's going to be a fun time. And then we're going to do the live in the lair encore performance of Feastette when they played live on the show a couple months ago here, Rob.
Oh, I can't believe it's been a couple months already.
I know. It's crazy. Indie Rock 45 at 10 o'clock, After Hours with Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock. We want you to be part of our show, too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. So much happened this week, Rob, including the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America.
Yes.
You're a hot mess, but happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You know, when I was a young little Jimmy K.
Just a lowercase K.
A lowercase K. Thank you. Yeah. I love the fireworks.
Yeah.
I love, Warner Park used to do their North Side fireworks before it was Rhythm and Booms. And then it became Rhythm and Booms.
Right.
They moved it down the lake and it failed miserably. The other communities like Wanna Boom, that's a huge party up in Wanakee.
It did it boom.
Waukesha has a great fireworks display. I heard that Green Bay also has a really good. I love the community fireworks. Mm-hmm. What I don't like, Rob, are the backyard fireworks.
Yes.
You know, I'm a pet owner, and I'm sure most of you out there, you're a Frank owner.
Yeah.
You have Frank, Dotson.
I got two little dogs and two cats, and everybody was just having a time on the 4th of July.
Backyard fireworks, and as I gotten older and more bastardly in my years, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I get angry when the neighbors start setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
What was it? Last night, I was woken up at 3 a.m. With fireworks on the north side.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's inconsiderate. Don't like it at all.
Ours wasn't quite that late, but we definitely had some, around midnight. And poor Frank.
Yeah,
he just curls up into a ball and just whines, and it's tough on them.
What is your opinion of the backyard fireworks? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Why, I mean, in most cities, I know here in the city of Madison, I'm sure most villages and you know, small towns, they have ordinances on the books about setting off fireworks in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do it.
Right.
Obviously, on the 4th of July, you just can't pick up the phone and call the 5-0.
No.
That's stupid. You know, they got better things to do than that.
They're pretty busy.
We should be responsible enough not to, you know, set off fireworks and set our neighbor's house on fire, Rob.
Right.
You know, it's all fun and games until the house starts burning down.
Mm-hmm. Or you lose a finger.
Absolutely. We won't even talk about the injuries.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, people literally, hundreds of people literally every year lose fingers, hands, arms, tongues to fireworks.
That meme's going around, you light the firework and then you drop the lighter.
Yeah.
And then you run inside with your fireworks, set your house on fire.
Yeah. Let's have a discussion about this backyard fireworks. First of all, what is your thoughts on it? Do you want to eliminate it? Do you want to burn your neighbor's house down? If you're one of those people, I definitely want to talk to you. And what can we do to police ourselves?
Right.
So as a community, we're not burning the neighbor's house down or something like that. 844-967-2789. Love to hear from you tonight. Call or text us. Let's do some Kelsey Miles. I love Kelsey Miles. She's been a big supporter of MaxSync Radio since day one.
Absolutely.
And we love Kelsey. She's in Kansas City. Here, one of her latest ones, I Go Back. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. Only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Yeah.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brand new stuff from the America Dead right here on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, After August and a little Kelsey Miles kicked off.
That American Dead song, that's off the Big Sexy compilation.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. That's brand new. We debuted it here on Max Inc. Radio a couple weeks ago when the Jessies came in to talk about the Big Sexy compilation.
Nice, nice. You know, that's what I love about Max Inc. Radio. All the connections to all the local stuff that's happened all across Wisconsin. And even Sherry, just a minute ago, just said, hey, good evening, guys. Great songs. Love the last one.
Sherry from Horicon. Thank you for listening. Sherry, what's your opinion about backyard fireworks?
Oh.
Do you have a strong opinion about that? Do you hate them? Do you love them? Do you want to blow up your neighbor's house? Give me a call. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. You know, Rob, today is our 5-year anniversary on FM radio for Max Inc. Radio.
I saw that gift box.
Gift box?
Yeah, the 5-year gift box.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Rocker left them. Maybe there must be one in there somewhere for you. Maybe you just left me one.
Is it the box of Kleenex here?
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, Kleenex.
That's embarrassing.
Need a tissue, Rob? You know, I think about the times that we've had on the air in the past 5 years. Just blows me away.
Right?
I mean, Max Inc. Radio... I mean, Rocker threw the switch and said, hey, Jimmy K, let's do a radio. Let's start an internet radio station back in 2010.
Yeah.
In my basement.
In your basement.
E-Dub was hanging out with us at the time. And we actually had a really good crew of DJs.
Yeah.
That, you know, Monday through Friday lineup.
Right.
And all of it volunteer.
Yeah.
For the love of the local music scene. Great times. Ryan Shrimp and EJ's Cafe. Just to name a couple. And then, of course, Shane, who's going to be on the show later on tonight.
Sure.
Talking about Indie 45 show. He had a show on the old Streaming Max Inc. Radio. But back then, Jimmy K back then would never think that would be on a statewide network on Civic Media.
It was just a dream back then.
Well, it was a dream. Yeah, yeah. Right? Dream come true, though, I guess.
It has. And it's been amazing to be part of it, too, seeing the evolution. I wasn't in the basement way back then, but... you've changed gigs a couple different, or buildings a couple different times, and each time it gets a little bit better.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, broadcasting from the top of State Street here at Civic Media.
It can't beat it.
It's definitely a privilege and an honor, that's for sure. So 5 years of Max Inc. Radio, how cool is that? And I'm happy to have you, all of you, along with us across the state of Wisconsin, original local music from Wisconsin. We got Michael here from Hot Lunch. We're going to talk about this great restaurant. I've been going there for pre-radio lunch. And beers for a couple of weeks now. I really like it a lot. Plus, we got Terry Barr with Barr Knows coming up later. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have that app yet on your phone, the Civic Media app, what a better time to grab it than right now, Rob. You can go to civicmedia.us. You can go to your favorite app store. We even have a convenient link for you at maxincradio.com. Jimmy K and Rob Roberts hanging in the hanging out, holding down the fort. For our five-year anniversary show, Rob, cheers to you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still a little upset about the Kleenex, but I'm going to get over it. I'm going to get over it.
I'm just happy it was a box of Kleenex. You never know.
You never know.
a nasal emergency.
I'm thinking maybe if, Mike forgot to bring any napkins, I'm going to dip into that.
Michael Serve from Hot Lunch here in Madison is in the studio with us right now. Michael, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Let's get the microphone right there.
There we go.
There we go.
Check, check, check. There we go.
Good to see you, Michael. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So so Hot Lunch is on East Johnson Street as you're heading out of Madison.
Correct.
On the left-hand side, I've driven past it 100 times in the past year or so. And one day I'm like, I got to check this place out. So I stopped, came in, and I got myself some hot lunch and a beer. I couldn't be happier, man. It's such a great little place they have on East Johnson Street there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. 708 and a quarter East Johnson Street, for reference, is right across from the Caribou and the Laundromat here in Madison. Michael, before we talk about Hot Lunch itself, I want to know a little bit about you and your background. Are you from Madison? How did you get into the restaurant business, and how did that journey get you to Hot Lunch?
I'm not originally from Madison. I'm actually from Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Okay. Up in the North Woods.
Up in the North Woods, yeah. Great place to be. I started cooking up there as a teenager, you know, just needing a little cash in the pocket, you know. Mm-hmm. And I loved doing it then. I, you know, like most people, I just started washing dishes and then just started climbing the ladder. I moved to Madison in 2010, and I just kind of the same thing, and just needed a good job, and I already loved the kitchen environment, so I just kept with it and kept growing and refining my skills in the business.
You've been in the restaurant business, sounds like, most of your life, and running a restaurant is hard. Mm-hmm. We were talking off air about labor issues and also food cost and just getting people through the door to buy your stuff. It's almost insane, especially in Madison, to think, hey, I'm going to open a restaurant. Why take that leap, dude?
It absolutely is insane. But I think, like most people that really get into it, just love that grind of, how difficult it is. It's always a challenge every day, but it makes every day exciting in a different way and keeps everything fresh in that kind of standpoint. I really, really couldn't ask to be doing anything else right now. I absolutely love doing it. Love cooking. Love being able to share food and a fun environment with people and just have a good time.
That has to be a fun part about owning a restaurant. Rob, you manage a restaurant yourself, but sharing those recipes with your patrons that come in, that has to be somewhat satisfying.
Right, right. They just they really love to try stuff at home, and they just can't do it. That's what I love sometimes. You're like, why? It's so different here. How do you do that, right? How do you pull that off? And I'm like, nah, secret. Yeah.
Michael, in your planning process for Hot Lunch, was that kind of in your mind? Like, what's the niche that you're going to have to get the people come through the door?
Yeah, absolutely. I just I knew that I really wanted to start a restaurant at some points, and I just had a light bulb go off, and I really just started with the name Hot Lunch. Mm-hmm. And
it's simple.
Yeah.
And it describes everything perfectly.
Yeah. And I kept it to myself. I told a couple people, and they just told me the same thing. It's like, don't ever say that name to anybody. Wait for the right time, right place. And, you know, 9 years later, right time, right place, 708 1/4 East Johnson, just had to take the chance and go for it.
And that's what life is all about, taking that chance, making the jump, going for it. Michael Sir from Hot Lunch, a great sandwich spot with a little bar inside, 708 1/4 East Johnson Street. Now, Michael, the address implies it, 1/4. You have a pretty small space. But what's really cool about Hot Lunch is when you walk in, it doesn't feel small unless you have a big crowd in there. You have a nice bar, you have some seating tables, and you got the outside patio, of course. But the space, the atmosphere in Hot Lunch is what I love about it. Talk about the atmosphere, and I'm especially a big fan of the MTV neon sign.
Yeah, so just going into the design of the environment was really 90s nostalgia for me, and yeah. I just really pushed into that. And even though it is a small place, it is just perfect for what I wanted to do to create that, like, that really comfortable environment. But then people walk in and they see stuff like the MTV sign and all the other 90s nostalgia things we have around. And it just really brings people back to, like, fun, comfortable times. And then being able to have great food and great drinks to really tie it all together is awesome to have and see people really enjoying it.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the food, because that's probably the most important thing about everything here. So I'm super high about the hot roast beef sandwich that you have there with the au jus. It's so delicious, dude. And also the meatball sub. I have not had the meatball yet, but Rob wants it.
Yes.
And the braised pork belly sandwich. I got to get that next time. Tell me about that sandwich.
The braised pork belly sandwich was actually the first sandwich that I had everybody try doing, like, our soft open. I just had...
It's like bacon?
It is a very elevated version of a BLT, basically, is kind of the way I describe it to people. You know, you can go anywhere and just get a BLT, you know. So I just really wanted to bring it to the next level. So it's like nice, big... slabs of braised pork belly.
Slabs of pork belly, Rob.
It's braised in root beer and then finished with a sear and then glazed in root beer reduction. And you get a nice garlic tomato spread that goes with that, some nice crispy romaine. And then, of course, it goes on some fantastic bread from our friends over at Stalzi's.
That's outstanding. Is that a recipe that... perhaps it was in your family for a while, or something you just kind of created?
That one I just kind of created. The hot beef sandwich, though, that's something that I grew up making with my family. Mm-hmm. It was just a day that we got together and, you know, cooked down meats all day and sat down and, you know, put our sandwiches together and just were able to enjoy those monster beef sandwiches. So I just really wanted to bring... the way that we did it in my family growing up to everybody else.
You know, the roasted bell peppers with the Munster cheese on that roast beef sandwich, the cheese is what makes that sandwich pop. And, of course, the bread from Stalzi's.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a little bit different than the traditional hot beef. It's like I really just wanted to stick with, you know, the things that I grew up doing with my family, or like I loved throughout the years of growing in restaurants, and like the meatball sandwich. Those are the meatballs that I grew up with my grandma's recipe.
Oh wow!
Just made them a little bit smaller so I can fit a bunch on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. So it's just it not only brings me back, but every time I see somebody eat it, you know, I can tell that they just like. They're just feeling that home about it, you know.
The thing about meatballs a meatball sandwich or meatballs and spaghetti, it's all about the sauce, the marinara sauce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one, I'm not going to give you too much information on. Like, you gotta have some secrets.
Yeah, but I'm sure for, you know, a couple dollars, Jimmy, he'll put that in a cup for you and let you walk
just
out
drink
the door.
It. Yeah. I'll just absolutely. Do it like a shot, you know?
Yeah. I think I could do that for you.
Marinara sure. Shots. We're talking with Michael Serve from Hot Lunch, 708 and a quarter East Johnson Street here in Madison. A great little place to stop in. You're open for lunch, obviously. It's Hot Lunch, right? What time do you open in the day?
We open at 11 a.m. The only day we're closed is Tuesday. We're open till 10 p.m. except for Friday and Saturday. We're serving food right up until midnight.
Fantastic. Do you have any specials? Do you have any events coming up at the space? Or?
You know, currently I don't have anything planned. We're just kind of just rolling with the summer here. It's been great. We've been busy. And we definitely want to kind of get some more stuff planned out and, you know, share the space with other people. In the past, we have done like wine pop-ups with our friends from nice. Ritual Vine. Yeah. And, you know, just being able to share the location with other people has been very fun. So definitely want to continue doing that as well. Just keep an eye out on our Instagram, Madison Hot Lunch, for any events or specials that are going on. And we're pretty on top of that. So if we're doing something, that's the place to find out.
Instagram, you're on Facebook, of course, yep. Just search for Hot Lunch. Michael, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you. I love your new spot there on East Johnson Street, 708 East Johnson Street. Stop in sometime this upcoming week for Hot Lunch. It's pretty cool. And get the meatball stuff, because I have an egg allergy and I can't eat meatballs because I'm, you know, that's the main binder in a meatball, you know?
Right.
So have a meatball sub so I can have one vicariously through you.
Yeah, make sure you get there early because we do sell out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hot Lunch. Let's do some Rogue Electrics here. Carry Your Weight. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Time again, yes, I've been told there is no way. Close my ears and fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
Rise Above, number 27 on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, the Rogue Electrics, Carry Your Weight.
Love that band, the Rogue Electrics, dude.
Man.
And the number 27, that's the album that I won custody from from Terry Barr.
Was there a wrestling match? Or
no wrestling match.
No.
She would have won.
Oh, yeah.
She kindly gave me the album, said, please take care of this album. So I love the album. Number 27, great piece of vinyl.
Yeah.
How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K. Rob Roberts running the board here tonight. It's weird being on this side of the glass,
right?
Rob.
Yeah. When we talked about it earlier, I wouldn't even know what to do over there.
Yeah.
You're just there with your tissues. That's it.
This here with my box of tissues. That thank you so much for the fine gift.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks to Michael Sir for coming in and telling us all about hot lunch.
And the smells still, Jimmy. Lofting smells of the food.
I want that meatball sub sub. I'm gonna get myself a new EpiPen and I'm gonna go eat a meatball sub at hot lunch. I want it so bad.
Yeah, maybe that's a strategy. That is a strategy. Hey, Jimmy, too. Sherry texted in, you know, on the Civic Media app. You know, that Civic Media app does so many things.
Yeah. Did she talk about fireworks?
She did. She said, you know, that her dogs always gets nervous and afraid, and she's just like, poor puppies. They were up till 2 a.m. On the 4th.
Oh.
Just, you know, the neighborhood fireworks would get you. You know, we know we can plan for those big ones, but all those other ones that are going on simultaneously sometimes, and then in the middle of the night and for no apparent reason.
Right. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We got somebody on the phone right now. Hi, who's this?
Oh, my God. Is this Jimmy K?
It is Jimmy K. Well, this is Rob Roberts. That's Jimmy K.
Yeah, we're both Jimmy K. Who's this?
I know you are. This is Jimmy K.
Oh, hi, Jimmy K.
You know, it's great to meet you guys, Jimmy K.
Yeah,
it's good to meet you, too.
Todd O. What's going on, Todd? This is Todd.
Oh, hey, Todd.
I thought it was the Jimmys.
You're like a rock star.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are rock stars.
So, Todd, backyard fireworks. Do you like them? Do you hate them? What's your word on that?
Well, you know, considering the advanced technology in fireworks over the last, let's say, 30, 40 years since you guys and I were all kids going, we got a sparkler. We got a firecracker. I got a rock. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom freaked out that we had sparklers, dude.
Right.
Todd, are you still there?
Yeah.
No, he was just blown away that the sparklers were freaking out your mom.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh.
Exactly. Right. You know, flash forward to this year, 40 years later, and I just got back from 4 or 5 days up in the north woods of Wisconsin on a gigantic 140-acre family plot of land with their own lake. And
rub it in.
Just such a wonderful experience. I'm not trying to rub anything in. I'm just saying that enjoy those moments. And also, when you have three young girls under the age of 12 and you give them sparklers and other things that blow up, they light up in their hearts. And it's just such a beautiful thing.
There's nothing wrong with sparklers or snakes or even big firework displays in a controlled area in a park. But to do it in the backyard, Todd, I'm just not a fan of it, and I don't like it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Hey, we got Kirsty Krause coming up next hour. Right now it's the Jimmys. Love Will Find a Way. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You are listening to the Jimmys on Mags Inc. Radio. Firing up the Jimmy Tracker. They're in Stone tonight, then Wisconsin Rapids on the 10th. Stay tuned. More local music on Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.